On September 10th, I met Joseph Bijou from the 70122 zip code of New Orleans, Louisiana. Joseph had just finished getting a haircut at the makeshift barbershop set up inside the Astrodome of Houston, Texas.
Well, the day we used to hurricane, so it was like any other hurricane. It's just that we didn't expect what happened to happen. It was surprising to everybody. You know what I'm saying? It was just a freak of nature.
How many days did you have to prepare for this hurricane?
To prepare, we was informed about, say, a week ahead of time.
And what did you do to prepare?
We stacked up on food, water, the regular hurricane, you know, necessities.
So did you try and leave New Orleans before the hurricane, or did you still?
Well, some did, but some who breathe it, some usually breathe it out all the time, you know, to watch over their personal things and everything, make sure nothing get looted or anything. But we usually can handle hurricanes. We used to them, you know, but this just was a big one. This was a freak of nature. It hit us really, they saying it was a category 4, but the force, it was really a category 5. We never had a category 5. So nobody could be prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? By the time when it hit inland, it still was it dropped to a 4, but you still was getting 5 winds and everything.
How did you get here?
How did I get here? Bust.
You got bust? And then did you come with a family?
Some of them, not all. I got a big family.
Do you know where they're at?
Yeah, most of them. They're spread it all over the states now. There's some in Atlanta, some in Alabama, some here. They're all over. And we got a family of 103 great grands and grands. Close knitted.
And so how have you been treated here in Houston?
From the people, I give them excellent. From the people, from the police, and all other services, so-so. Because I think things can be handled a little better. You know, a few bad apples don't make the whole bunch bad. But now we're getting treated like inmates. You know what I'm saying? When we first come in, it wasn't as bad as it is now. Now we like inmates search. You know, we only use that one search. Now they're locking people out. They got people from other states trying to come see their family. They can't even get in. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get their dome back. They're trying to get the people out here so they can get their dome back. I respect that, but it's a better way of handling it. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think they want us here. For as politically wise, I don't think they want us here.
How could they have handled things better here in Houston?
They could have. They know people been on porches and sleeping outside, no power, no water, no weeks. So you know you come in with an angry crowd. You've been out there. Just bear with it. See, like now things done died down now. But now I can really see the real attitudes coming from their law enforcement and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Everything's cool now. You don't have all that crime and all that was going on at first. All that's gone. So treat the good people in here now. Treat them a little better. You know what I'm saying? Don't have us like prisoners. Prisoners, this feel like a jailhouse. I've been in jail. This feel like a jailhouse. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. It's just, I don't know. We out in another state, out of our boundaries. Not because we wanted to be here. It's because we had to be here. And the things we going through, we should have to go through. Because if it happened to them, we wouldn't treat them like that.
What kind of food are you getting here?
Sandwiches. Now, every now and then it come through with a good meal. We get plenty of sandwiches and drinks. The food ain't been all that bad, but we just getting tired of the same thing. You know, we used to home cooking. We do a lot of cooking in New Orleans, so we just used to that. I'm sorry. Got a little cold. This just ain't our style.
They got the rest of it.
Excuse me.
Come on. What about showers? You get showers at all?
Yeah, we get showers, but... Yeah, we get our showers. It's up to you to go take your showers, you know. That's personal hygiene problem now. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of information have you been getting since you've been here? How's the communication?
Communication, it's good. It's good. Red Cross is doing a good job finding people. So that's a plus. Knowing where our family is, you know, at least what state they're in. I found out a lot through Red Cross. So I give Red Cross an A+ for that.
Were you able to get any money from the government out of this?
Tell you the truth, the money really don't matter. Because home is home. Home is home. The personal stuff and the stuff you built, this little chump change ain't, it's chump change, just something to hold you over. That's all it really is. It's hard to get apartments out here. We still in here. I've been in here a whole week. I should be gone. We don't want to be piled up in piles sitting up in here. And why, I don't understand why they're calling us refugees. Refugee, and I'm a U.S. citizen. Ain't you a U.S. citizen? Where refugees come from? You know what I'm saying? Because you see us on cots, laying in a dome, piled up. You know what I'm saying? Frustrated like anybody else would be. You know what I'm saying? They just ain't used to... See, let me tell you one thing about black people. Black people gonna speak what's on their mind. We don't hold nothing in. We ain't gonna play prissy. We gonna tell you just how it is. And it's the truth, it's the truth. Ain't no need to sugarcoat it, because everybody gotta go through it. And that's real. I got a cold, so y'all don't pay that no mind.
So you think that you're getting truth, though, or out here?
Which is, repeat that?
You think that you're getting the truth about what's going on?
Somewhat. Truth about what's going on, meaning, and what perspective? Which is
meaning about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, where are y'all going to go?
No, I really don't think so, because I'm not seeing nothing been done. I ain't seeing really no action. Been in here a week. Where we at? We still here.
What's changed in a week?
Really, basically? Nothing. They gave us a couple of dollars, but that's nothing. Shit. What they gave us, I work and make that at home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That ain't nothing.
How do you think that the government can help?
How they really could help? They can get these people in homes. They can get somebody was homeless on the street and all that there, but New Orleans still was their home. They knew the city. That was their home. It was like my home. Even the bums, I knew bums and everything. It still was their home. They knew where they wanted to go lay and do what they wanted to do. Still was all our home. Home is home.
Do you want to go back to New Orleans?
If it was ready right now, I'll go in a heartbeat. I'll go in a heartbeat.
What if you could help get the water out of New Orleans and rebuild New Orleans? Would you like to do that?
Oh, a lot of us is really trying to go back and do that. There's a lot. It's a lot, but we ain't gonna the work that they demanded. We is not gonna see that money.
Who's gonna see that money?
The corporations, the contractors. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen the workforce paper out here they passing around. You see what I'm saying? $10 an hour to go rebuild it, clean up a city. $10 an hour? Come on. Be real. You know the kind of work that's hard labor.
Yeah.
Not easy labor. People get paid $25 an hour just to sit behind a desk.
Yeah.
But and you want us to work for $10 an hour to go build a city back? Come Come on, even though it's our home, who benefiting? It sure ain't me. No, it's the ones in the big seas, the politicians, the mayors, the governors. You want me to go deeper?
Yeah.
Why you think president? What's his hometown? Texas. We getting all this FEMA money, right? But where it's got to be spent? Here in Texas. We can't go nowhere. So he ain't doing nothing but collecting his own money. We ain't really profiting from this. We're not. All this money going right back in his system. Boosts his economy up. For when he leave office. You can say he did something. But he ain't do nothing. If he want to do something, put us in some home. You see what I'm saying? Get these people out of this dome. Sick, elder. Look, they've been here weeks. They've been living there outside in the streets. Weeks. We vote. We pay taxes. We New Orleans pay more taxes than any state in the country. What's the problem? Why you can't take care of us? We take care of you.
How do you feel that the country's responded to this and compared to how the country responded to 9/11 in New York City?
I love my country. But the government, you want me to go there? Poor. Slow. It was slow.
Yeah.
You could have came, you know, with a bigger team than that. You got a whole military right there. Come on, I'm quite sure you got boats.
Yeah.
Come on, you got the military right there in Louisiana.
And how is the response?
Poor. Day two, they should have been out there.
Yeah.
With boats, plenty of boats, getting all the help they. They knew the water wasn't going nowhere. They still have people, I think, still stuck in there. And here it's been 2 weeks down the line.
Why do you think that there wasn't a response right away? What do you think the factor is?
It's something about, for some reason, New Orleans always get overlooked. I don't know why. We last in everything. We last in schools. Only thing they're good for is tourism and private industries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The private people are profiting, but the poor people, they got the system where the poor stay poor. Our school system used to be great. One of the best in the country. Now it's just nothing. You know what I'm saying? You got people stealing from their own children. You know what I'm saying? Stealing from schools. You see what I'm saying? The school board claiming they broke. But you got three big casinos. All these people, all these businesses, all these big businesses, all kind of money come through New Orleans. Tourism, everything. You got toll bridges. Toll bridges been paid for the bridge, been paid for two bridges. But you still running tolls.
How do you feel the city was prepared for the hurricane? Not just the people, but the city itself, the levees, for example.
Poor. Because they didn't put the money where it should have been put. As I say, as the politicians, somebody getting it, somebody must be stealing it. You know what I'm saying? They need to take care of home first. Stop trying to, it's greed. Greed is ruler. Money is the ruler of all evil. Believe that. And they act like they gotta have. They'll steal from their own children to have it. Something wrong.
So tell me a little bit about what you were doing in New Orleans, you know, a month ago. What was your life like? What did you do on a daily basis?
I love my life. I was with my people. The real people. The people who lived there. Who helped build it. Who worked it. Who made New Orleans, New Orleans. Without the people, it ain't no New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got that.
So do you think that he can rebuild New Orleans and like bring back the culture that was so special about
it? The culture always gonna be there. It's in the people. The culture will be there. It's just I wish it if it changed, I wish it can change for the better. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's still excuse me, it's still too much racism going on. It's too much of that. You had sections of the city predominantly black. Like, the city itself is predominantly black. You had sections of, like, Metairie, Jefferson Parish, predominantly white. You know what I'm saying? But these officials don't want these people in these neighborhoods. These, you know what I'm saying? It's just wrong. And during a hurricane, people fighting for their lives. From what I heard, they had a firing squad waiting at the end of the bridge. So far, what I seen on the news.
What do you mean a firing squad in the bridge?
Say like people was trying to walk over from one side to the other, like over the Mississippi to Jefferson Parish, and Sheriff Foley didn't want them people to cross over. These people drowning. You'll see when the body count come up how many people done drowned. You had schools of people drowned. 300 people died just at one school, and that's supposed to be a shelter. Prisoners drowned. Some probably, I can't say for the capital offense ones, but you had good prisoners in there too. People on misdemeanors, going for probably drunk in public or some foolishness. They ain't asked to be there. Because I drunk a drink, I should die. You know what I'm saying?
Can you comment on the mayor of New Orleans?
He's all right, but I like one thing he did. He did spoke against Foley with the prejudice, the racism going on. So I give him a B for that.
Yeah.
I give him a B because he did spoke up for his people.
What about in the months and the years leading up to Hurricane Katrina? How was Mayor Nagin?
Well, he's still fresh and he's still really new. We ain't seen what he's really doing. He's supposed to be bringing. He's more on the business side. You know what I'm saying? Corporal. But we ain't really see the progress in there yet. So he's still like fresh. I can't really tell you, but hey, I'll give him a try. You know, everybody deserves a shot. You just gotta prove yourself. He ain't do nothing wrong in my eyes so far.
So, have you gone out in Houston? Have you gone out in the streets at all?
It don't pay to go out. It's like a prison camp. All of a sudden, you have a curfew. Inside for 9 or 11, or you can't get in. We are not refugees. We used to going out. That was our livelihood. You know what I'm saying? We had balls. All this open 24 hours a day. We just walk out, but we not a hand ourselves at night. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? We just used to that. But it's like a refugee camp. You know what I'm saying? You either sleep on the streets or you be inside at a certain time. All because of a neighbor. Ain't nothing wrong with that because they're inviting us in their home. But a neighbor wants to call, I don't like to hear noise. Well, come on, people are too overprotective. You know what I'm saying? Live your life. You know what I'm saying? They're young. Everybody got to go through growing pains. It's just life. Ain't nobody. Everybody got to go through the same thing in life. Hard times, good times. Deal with it.
So what's the plan? What's the plan for tomorrow?
The plan? Keep living.
Yeah, of course.
That's the plan every day, day by day, day by day. You got to take it day by day. That's the only way you're going to make it. What can we plan for?
Well, are people getting together, you know, in groups and talking about what you're going to do? You're going to get kicked out of the Astrodome.
Yeah, but most of the people, well, I guess they should have their plans. A lot of people have their plans. You know what I'm saying? If no housing go down, hey. Really, if they do that, they're just making it better for themselves. Because that's just going to bring trouble in these streets. So why not just do a good thing and get these people housed? You see what I'm saying? Then they'll have somewhere to go. Somewhere to lay their head and not in the streets. Because I'm going to tell you, if they lay their heads in the streets and they treat them like animals, they will act like animals. And they, It they ain't gonna take it. What you do when you back a cat in the corner? He gonna scratch. That's what we'll do if we have to. But we gonna live. And ain't nobody gonna stop us from doing that. We've been here all these years. And they ain't gonna change. You put us down, but we ain't never out. So you either live with us, get along with us. As you can see, black people get along with anybody. It really just don't matter. You gonna just speak our mind and get along with you. You know what I'm saying? Why can't other people? You know what I'm saying? We have no other problem with no other race. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying they got good white people. I have a lot of white friends. It's just saying, I ain't saying it's white. I really think it's just political. It's about the money. But they make it a black and white thing. It really ain't.
The same fucking water in the same city.
Make their people think, oh, these niggers, they coming with this, is our way of living. This is our culture.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? These niggers coming in here with all this, that.
Bring clothes.
Yeah, but these niggers build it. These niggers get out here and do the hard labor that they don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? They enjoying our fruits, our labor. But we ain't mad at that. We just want to live. Let us be. And that's all to it. But they can't live in peace. Everybody else doing it. You see what I'm saying? The Mexicans, we can live with the Mexicans, the Spanish, the Vieps. All that's in our neighborhood. So why we can't live with them?
Seems like it. What if you could have some money to like start a business? You know, that's a good idea. I'm just trying to think of some ideas.
That's good ideas. That's great ideas. But it'll never happen. They don't want to see us there. They don't want to see us making good money. It's too many blacks. And say like in New Orleans, the system was created to keep you down. The schools is no the education low in the school system. No money wanted to get pumped in the school system. Systems to be ran right. You see what I'm saying? So the private schools and people with money is the only ones can benefit. What about the poor kids? You know what I'm saying? That's not equal opportunity.
I've been complaining about
that's an equal lie. That's what it is. They ain't got the money to go to these good schools. And you ain't funding them the money off the taxes we pay for. So how they gonna get something?
They got a bunch of money that they don't give
you. You know what I'm saying? It's the system was built like that.
One day to issue out all.
It's time for a change. Katrina just was a wake up call. Cause I'm gonna tell you, there's gonna be another disaster, and something else gonna. And it's gonna come a time they're gonna need us.
You got all this money.
It's gonna come a time, so they better think about that. When their time come around, the world don't stay the same. It change every day.
So you think that the response of the government would
they lose everything and they come here with nothing and they walk around with no shoes on?
I'm quite sure. Quicker response, quicker everything. I'm quite sure.
They need to have people come in and clean it up.
What message do you want to get out to people that are going to watch this video?
I don't know, man. There's just so much going on here.
The message I want to get out is just everybody love each other. You know what I'm saying? Change your ways. Life too short. And no need for this. No need for it at all. Just love one another and help one another. And try to make it. Try hard, deep down in their heart, to make it a better place.
So then they let her go upstairs.
If they don't, we're going to destroy it.
But being down here, she didn't want all this security.
How can people like me, you know, help out?
How you can help out? Passing the word. Getting the message out. Make people feel what I feel. Make people see what we see. It ain't nice to see all your family, dead bodies, babies drowning and floating up in water. It ain't fun. It ain't fun at all. You just got to take it. The good with the bad. You got to take it. If you want to live, you're going to take it.
No, it's really nice. how it disorganizes everybody.
The government is trying to keep reporters.
I mean, blame is somebody else for, you know, negligence. It's not going to get you nowhere.
How do you feel about that?
I think reporters should take pictures, long as they're putting out the right message. Don't send no wrong messages out. I think it's because people need to feel it. People need to see it. People need to go through it. That would make America. That would make our country stand tall through the worst of times. Going through things together, not divided.
What are the kids that are
10
years old and younger? What do they think about?
They're confused. They don't know what's happening. They don't know where they're going to lay their head. They don't know if they're going to be on the streets. Anywhere. They don't know. They're just confused. They're just running pillar to pillar, porch to porch. They're confused. I know them kids would like to be at their own homes. Where they, you know, all this hostile environment. Around killings, rapes. This, you took a whole city. You took the good with the bad. So you took rapers and everything. You know what I'm saying? These children just brung in this world. They don't know nothing about that. They never seen it. They used to cartoons and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
You're in a city you don't know. Split your family up.
That's why I say they need homes. Quick. Get us out this dome. You know what I'm saying? We've been here too long. Too many children. That's a whole nother generation. Just think how that generation going, what they going to have on their mind and how they treat. And when they hear their parents talk about how they was treated, that's going to stick. And they're going to hold envy. And envy stick with them every generation. Every generation. They stick with them. And it get passed down. And the people never forget it.
Without pain, that's going to happen.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Love each other. Try to change. That's all I could say.
People
try to change their ways. It's a big attitude problem. Too much chips. Too much pride. People got too much pride. Too much chip. I live in a hill. I live in the Hiltons. So I can't associate with the hood. You see what I'm saying? All that's got to change. You can live in the Hiltons. I can live in the hood, but that don't mean we can't get along. What's the problem?
What have you been doing? You've been helping out. Haircuts?
Any more questions?
Haircuts.
I should have been a reporter.
You have just heard an interview with Joseph Bijou of New Orleans, Louisiana. For more information, please visit houston.indymedia.org.